Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. The show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're always honored to bring you inspiring stories of individuals and organizations making a difference, powering the good in our community. And so with that, we're honored to kick it off talking about an organization that does so much good, Junior League of Memphis. We're joined by the president, Tabitha Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. So long history with Junior League of Memphis and long legacy here in the Mid-South and coming up centennial celebration. So give us a little bit of a teaser for the history for Junior League of Memphis.
Yeah, Junior League of Memphis was formed back in 1922. There were actually 17 women who got together and coined the Junior League of Memphis and started to work serving the underserved, mainly women and children in the Memphis community. And over the last 98 years, we have grown to almost 1,600 women strong, working, volunteering, working, training, learning from each other, connecting with each other, doing that over the last 98 years. And it's just a fabulous organization.
There's so much good that you all do, and there's so many layers between the volunteerism and the service, the training and the education, the cultivation, the generosity with the resources. Let's take it in different pieces. Let's start with, though, the structure and how you're organized, because there are different levels in terms of when someone comes in and then ultimately a sustainer. So talk about the structure.
Right. Great question. When you start off in the Junior League, you need to be at least 23 years old when you apply to be what we call a provisional in the league. And your provisional year is mainly set up for you to get a true taste of what the league has to offer, AKA meaning you're going to do a lot of everything. It's not quite like rush week, at college, but you do get involved in a lot. So your first year is your provisional year, and we literally have you in every aspect of the league, the volunteerism, the training, the connection, et cetera, et cetera. So that's your first year. Then once you make it through your first year, you become what we call an active. An active member chooses her placement, so she can choose to become a leader in the league and oversee one of our community programs. She can volunteer for one of our community programs, or she can be involved in training itself. So we've got, three different tracks basically within the league you can go in. And then after around 7 years of doing that, you have the option. It's not mandatory, but you have the option of going what we call a sustainer. Sustainer, much like the term, they help sustain our league both financially and by sharing their wisdom. Their connections, just their experiences, and they, become the sustainers are more of an advisor role. We've got something to fit every woman and to meet every woman where they are.
Talk about the training and the education.
Yeah, that's why I joined the league. I my whole career has been basically in nonprofit, but it's been with a national nonprofit, if you will. And so I really didn't get that connection of actually helping people in my own backyard, in my own community. And so, joining the league initially with that interest in mind, and then quickly pivoted after noticing what opportunities the league had for training. When you think about it, we've got women who set, who hold positions in Memphis, all the way from the breakfast table to the boardroom table, and, at all different stages of life. And there is a tremendous, tremendous amount of learning that is just done through day-to-day connections. It's like your own little peer group, your own little vent group, whatever it is you need to learn from. In addition to that, we have, monthly and sometimes weekly training programs. Right now, we've got what is called the Presidential Series going on. And training virtually right now every Sunday for our members, and it's subjects, it's more advanced training, if you will, for a woman who's a little bit further along in her career. And it's everything from emotional intelligence to how to be an authentic leader in times of chaos and change, which is real hot right now, real hot topic. And so, you know, we've got those individualized training classes. And then, Jeremy, I don't know if you know about our Memphis Women's Summit that happens every February at University of Memphis. We have got really some dynamic, have had some dynamic talent on that. Joan London, Erin Brockovich, Shahid was there, Dominique Dawes. I mean, women who have really walked a path of learning and has been able to share that learning. So the training is pretty much endless at this point.
And I think that's something that it's one thing to have the gathering and the networking and the relationship building, but then it's another to equip them with the training to then truly become those catalysts. And that's why I think it's so powerful when you look at bringing them together with like mind, but then ultimately really training them and equipping them to go forth and do to power the good. Share then the volunteerism aspect of this, because as you mentioned, even as a provisional right off the bat, you're placing them with nonprofits. They're getting a broad spectrum of different service opportunities. And then when they go active, they really dive in even further.
Right. At the Junior League, several years ago, you know, there's so much need in Memphis right now, right? And several years ago, we decided as a board of directors and as leadership that we really wanted to hone our efforts in a couple of particular areas to really make an impact, to really make a difference. And in focusing in on that, we took an issues-based approach and decided to focus on neighborhood revitalization. The Junior League has always been active in the community, along with addressing a need in specific neighborhoods in Memphis. We've just not always done that under the Junior League umbrella. A couple of institutions that are well-known in Memphis that the Junior League has either helped started or partnered to launch. We've got WKNO, we've got Hope House, we've got Church Health Center, Children's Museum. All of those institutions have been, you know, have grown under the steward of the women of the Junior League of Memphis, yet we have not put our brand or our name on it. And so, you know, we're really active in the Binghamton, Berkeley areas. We do everything from working over at Lester Community Center to teach the women there, you know, how to balance a checkbook, you know, lots of different medical sessions of how to tell, you know, recognize the warning signs of a heart attack, diabetes, whatever. It's just a wide variety of things. And, you know, our Kids in the Kitchen program is amazing. They will go into different areas and in different nonprofits and help them, you know, help the families or the children to teach them about, you know, affordable nutrition, you know, education about what is better to eat, you know, all of those kinds of things. So the community service is a phenomenal. And, you know, the one thing that makes us different is, Jeremy, you can go to a training class and say, learn how to host an event, if you will, you know, how to, you know, all the logistics that it requires to host an event. And then you can have a trial at doing that, testing your leadership and your skills by working in our community program. So I think that's the one thing that really makes us different is not only will we teach you you know, how to enhance your leadership skills, we actually give you the platform to go practice. And while you're practicing, you're helping some people who really need your help at the same time. So it's just amazing.
For you stepping in as the president, talk about enhancing your own leadership skills.
The league has taught me a lot about myself, you know, looking in the mirror, you know, probably 3 or 4 years ago, there were a lot of things I didn't like, you know, when I took a good look at that reflection in the mirror. You know, the great thing is I've made some amazing friends, and those friends have been you know, kind of my accountability partners, if you will. I have been able to be vulnerable with them and trust them with some of the things that I've been working on. Patience is one of them, which, you know, I'm glad I started working on that 3 years ago now that we're all at home. And letting go and not having control over situations was huge, you know, 3 years ago. And so I've had some wonderful friends who have helped kind of tap me on the shoulder or tug on an ear when they see those old habits coming back. And so it's just really been amazing.
Talk about some of the pivots on your end. You mentioned the online training, but talk about some of the pivots you all have made as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah, obviously large gatherings, are not really something that we're doing right now because we don't want to put our members at risk and we do not want to put the community at risk. So what we've been doing is, you know, in smaller groups, we've got our own Junior League branded face mask, if you will, and we've all been gathering in much smaller groups and doing things like diaper drives and food pantries and meal deliveries and those kinds of things. So, you know, we've been able to pivot. We're working with all of our community partners and addressing needs there as well. Probably a month or month or so ago, we had a community partner who had families who were in need of food baskets. And so, you know, our members got busy on Amazon and everywhere else and in smaller groups got that stuff together and got those delivered. And we did a food pantry for Mid-South Food Bank a couple of weeks ago. The need is still there. It's just we need to figure out the logistics of how to answer that need. So
I think it's inspiring for people to still hear that you're still, even if it's in small groups wearing the masks, you're still out there serving physically and doing what needs to be done to be able to help the nonprofits in our community, which to me, that's really inspiring. Share, I think one of the things that people don't realize is that it's true in Memphis and the Mid-South, it's true across the state of Tennessee, and it's also within our nation, there are more women than men. And there are more women than men now graduating from college and stepping into leadership roles. And I feel like it's so, so important for us as a community to truly lift, inspire, embrace, offer opportunity after opportunity to our women. And I look at this as a real opportunity for women of all ages to be role models, but also to build that pipeline for younger generations to step in. And like you said, to learn how to be leaders so that ultimately they can be the future faces and the future leaders of our community. Talk about the work you're doing in that context of really creating transformation with women who are the future.
Right. I couldn't have said that better. We have a couple of external facing programs that are open to, one particularly is open to both men and women. It's called our LEAD program. It's an 8-week program. It's less than $150. And you get all kinds of training materials from time management to, emotional intelligence. Again, it's more of an entry level. And it's mainly geared towards men and women who are just starting out in the nonprofit industry. So our LEAD program really focuses in on that. Additionally, when you become a member, when you join in that provisional year, you're assigned what we call a membership partner. That membership partner is like your buddy, like your hiring buddy that you would have at a company of starting a new job. Realizing that, joining an organization that has almost 1,600 women in it who, we're all active and we all want to save the world can be kind of intimidating and overwhelming, right? So you have your membership partner who is there to help you to make introductions, to show you the ropes. Depending on what you want to learn, what skills you want to enhance, that membership partner is your advisor to help make sure that you get those skills. We also have at least 6 times a year what we call our general membership meetings, and that's when all women get together. And we'll have somebody from the community come in and speak. Whether it's, a community leader like Director Casey from Lester Center or the mayor, talking about some of his initiatives, we'll have guest speakers come in and also share life lessons. So, the learning opportunities are pretty much endless at this point.
So wrap up with easy ways that we can help you, and then where to go to access all that information and connect in. So website, social media, where do we go?
Yeah, jlmemphis.org is our website. If you're not interested in becoming a member, we do, all of our money goes back out into the community, all the membership fees, et cetera. So if you're interested in making a donation to support some of the work that we do, all of our programs are listed on the website, and there's also a donate button there as well for you to do that. We do have recruitment open right now, so we are accepting new members. We only do that a couple times a year to make sure that our new members get the best experience possible. So it's not, we don't have it evergreen every month of the year, because we need to be able to do that. And so it's recruitment at jlmemphis.org. There's also a join button on the website, jlmemphis.org too, that they can apply there.
Well, Tabitha Glenn, President, Junior League of Memphis, thank you for all you and your team do to make a difference. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb & Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.